These words spoke Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men which you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given me are of you. For I have given to them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your own name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus often resorted to that place with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came to that place with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said to them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, Whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that this saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, Of them which you gave me, I have lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, Put up your sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, which is the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, went out and spoke unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then the damsel that kept the door said to Peter, Are not you also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. And the servants and the officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and about his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, in the place where the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said to them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why did you hit me? Now Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore to him, Are you not also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves did not go into the judgment hall in case they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not a criminal, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then said Pilate to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die." Would the audience please stand? Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you saying this thing of yourself, or did others tell it to you of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from this place." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find in him no fault at all, but you have a custom that I should release to you someone at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release to you the King of the Jews?" Then cried they all again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and whipped him. Would the audience please be seated? And the soldiers braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they hit him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold, the man." Thank you. When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Will you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me, except it were given to you from above. Therefore, he that delivered me to you has the greater sin." And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you're not Caesar's friend." Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold, your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he delivered him, therefore, to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the midst. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Write not 'the King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, 'They parted my clothing among them, and for my clothing they did cast lots.'" These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Lady woman, behold your son." Then Jesus said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the crucified body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knows that he said true, that you might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, "A bone of him shall not be broken." And again another scripture said, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as is the manner of the Jews to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never a man yet laid. There they laid Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was near at hand. Thank you. intermission break.